This moment, it is all about Office, and let's firstly find out what's new with the Office. For that, please welcome your speaker, Mr. Michael Bowman, Senior Program Manager of Office Interoperability Team. Please welcome Michael. 掌声欢迎。
Thank you. Thank you. So we're gonna have a quick change of agenda. I'm still gonna talk about what's new in Office, but before I do, I'd like to introduce some members of our support team. And one of the things that make the Taipei PlugFest and the PlugFest that we host a little bit unique is that we bring our escalation engineers to these events, and that gives you the opportunity to bring your issues and questions on interoperability or open specification. Oh. Okay. So it sounds the same to me. Okay. Can everybody hear me? Okay, they can hear me fine. So as I was saying, one of the benefits to these events is the opportunity to open up cases and engage with our support team. We don't charge for support. If you have questions along the lines of our interoperability tools, our open specification documentation, or just general interop questions, we have a team of escalation engineers here to assist you. And I'd like to invite Tom Gibo up. He's the Supportability Program Manager and is representing the Microsoft support team this week. So Tom's going to spend a few minutes to discuss the program and how to engage.
Thank you, Michael. So good afternoon. My name is Tom Gibo. I'm Supportability Program Manager for the Open Specifications Support Team at Microsoft. We're part of the Developer Support Organization, and I did want to just take a quick about 5 minutes to about a quick 5 minutes to talk about our team, what we do, who we are, and how you can engage with us during the event and even afterwards. So quick introduction. This is me up here. I'm the Supportability PM. We also have, and I actually cover the Office, SharePoint, Exchange, protocols, formats, Link as well. Thank you, Michael. And we also have Brian Bergen, a senior escalation engineer with lots of experience in RDP, SMB, and fairly, a bunch of other protocols. And then we also have Tarun Chopra, who is also a senior escalation engineer, similarly experienced. So just wanted to give you a little bit of a background on what kind of engineers we have here. We are split between, our team is actually quite a bit bigger. It's about 7 or 8 people. We are split between the Windows open specifications and protocols and the Office and SharePoint, Exchange, and Link protocols. We are part of the Developer Support Organization, so we draw from resources for many of the products, especially developer interoperability products. We have extensive debugging and troubleshooting experience with many of the Microsoft products and developer tools. And finally, we come from diverse backgrounds. So folks like Tarun over here, raise your hand, Tarun. And Brian's not here right now. He's probably helping a customer right now. But folks like these have worked with many different platforms, many different tools and pieces of software like Linux and some other ones like that. So I just wanted to point that out to let you know these guys have a lot of experience and they can help you troubleshoot. They can help you follow up on questions after the PlugFest if they need to. And how do you engage with us? So here at the PlugFest, feel free to grab either of us, to come up and approach either of us or any of us and ask us questions about your current issues, things you're implementing. We'll be happy to sit down with you and talk to you about those. Also, if after the PlugFest, we still haven't been able to resolve those or find a resource to help you resolve those, we can track those issues for you with cases. So we'll follow up and we'll continue communicating through email or phone or however you like best to communicate with us. If after the PlugFest you need to engage with us, we have an email alias, DocHelp@Microsoft.com. This is more of a one-to-one engagement, and you can certainly send that to us. Your questions will be kept confidential, so you will work directly with our team. We'll track the issue and try to find you a resolution, try to find you clarification, whatever it is that has to do with the open specification. And then another option you have is to use our support forums on MSDN. This is a one-to-many community kind of based forum, and we will also monitor those forums and make sure that an answer and some kind of resolution is posted to you on that forum. And that's really all I wanted to say. I wanted to keep this really short, but just wanted to let you guys know that we're all here. We will watch out for you. We'll watch out for your questions, and we'll try to talk to you as much as possible. So thank you. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Tom. All right. Well, welcome once again to the Taipei event. My name is Michael Bowman. I'm a program manager on the Office Interoperability team. And today I have the opportunity to talk about what's new with Office. So the scope of this talk is really what's happened in Office over the last 12 months. There's been a lot of new releases that we've had. And as we led up to this event, a lot of the surveys, both this event and the event we hosted last week in Beijing, there was a lot of interest in understanding some of the new products that aren't as familiar as some of the products that hopefully you know and work with, things like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Before I begin, I just wanted to kind of do a little test with the audience to understand your level of familiarity with our products. So how many people know what icon that represents? Okay. Everybody? Nobody? Just a few people? Okay. So that's Microsoft Word. So everybody should know that one. Okay. How about that? Okay. Good. Thank you for the feedback. How about that? PowerPoint. All right. How about that? Great. So this, you're doing better than the people we met with in Beijing, one that was less familiar with them. How about that? What is it? SharePoint? Nope. No? Okay. How about that? What? Nice. Office Lens. The D. Everybody know what that is? Okay, starting to get you now. How about that? What's that? Math? No, it's Office Mix. Mix. Okay? I'm not gonna ask each one of those either. But that's the point behind this talk. There's been a lot of new releases, a lot of new service updates, and so I wanna kind of talk and link some of these icons, as well as these buzzwords that we use throughout Office, back to the actual technology. And so through the talk, I'm going to perform some demos, just a couple. I also have some demos set up. If you're interested in anything I'm talking about offline, we can meet and I can show you what the technology looks like. We can run through some of the features, etc. We have a lot of new stuff. This is only a portion of the icons or the applications or the services, however you would like to describe them, that are available in Office 365. And so one of the exciting things for us is that we have all this great value and all this, and we continually are developing productivity software, but it's always a challenge to have people understand what it is. Everybody knows Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. All you knew of OneNote. But all these other things are very useful to a lot of people, and we want to make sure that we evangelize those products successfully. So the theme of today's talk is really about having Office there when you need it and where you need it. And so I'm going to talk a lot about what that actually means.
And so one of the things that we're excited about as we kind of move forward in the world of Office is a recent release we've had for Office 2016. So today you can download the technical preview for 2016 for both the PC and Mac. This is basically evolutionary value that's put back into the Office 2013 product, and it's kind of the Office product everybody is most familiar with. And again, you can get this today. The new apps for Windows 10 are called the Office Modern Apps. They're available with the Windows 10 technical preview. And the modern apps are touch optimized. They're available in the Windows Store. And they've been designed around various screen sizes, so you'll have a consistent experience whether you're the end user or developer across Windows Phone, Windows PC, tablet, or laptop. And so if you guys download these apps, you'll see that the buttons are a little larger, everything's a little bit more friendly to the fingertips, and it's very consistent experience across all the Windows devices. And so these are available right now also with the technical preview. Multi-platform support is another big theme behind Office. We talk a lot. I mean, in fact, last year at this time, this list was much shorter. And so this really shows the commitment Office has had to supporting multi-platform, supporting Office on Android, which is actually not a generic Office. It was written directly for Android. Office for iPad, iOS, and of course the PC and Mac versions as well. And if for some reason you're using a platform that's not listed here, we have Office Online, which I will also be talking about later this afternoon if you stick all the way out to the end of the day. So, and that's Office that's available in a browser, which is also completely free. Okay. So the first thing I'm going to talk about today is Office Lens. And what Office Lens is an application that you can download in the Windows Store, or if you don't, just out of curiosity, how many people have Windows phones here that don't work for Microsoft? One? No? Oh, two. Okay. All right. Thank you. So I'm using an Apple phone just to show the interoperability. But if you're using a non-Windows phone, you can actually use Office Lens through OneNote. If you have a Windows phone, you can download the Office Lens application directly. And so what Office Lens does, it's basically a built-in image scanner. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a picture of everybody here, and I can classify that photo, and I'll pull it up on my OneNote so everybody can see it in a second. So I'm going to take it, I'm going to accept the photo, make sure this side gets some attention too. Take a picture. And this application allows me to classify the image into a photo, a document, or into a whiteboard. So if you've ever been in a meeting and you've done a lot of writing on the whiteboard, you can take a picture of the whiteboard, and it'll transform the photo into something that's readable. Does anybody have a piece of paper that I could borrow real quick? Can I borrow just a sheet of paper? How about the back side of that? This would be great. Thank you. So what it allows me to do is take an image, or take a piece of paper, give it some contrast, and I can hold it at pretty much whatever angle I want to, take picture, and then once I take the picture, it'll let me select it as a document. So just gonna save that. Okay. So let me pull this up on the OneNote so you can see what I'm talking about. Sync. Okay, so those are the two pictures I've taken. Let me just close out of here. Oh, of course it didn't do the last picture. Just one more second. Still working on it. There it goes. So you can see that it didn't have any of the background. It transformed the photo so it looks like an actual document. I can also save that to PDF, etc. So that's really what Office Lens allows me to do. It also auto-classifies it. If I had a business card, it would pull the image right into the form of a document. Office Mix. So Office Mix is an add-in that's built into PowerPoint. It allows you to create, you can think of Office Mix as kind of a combination of both PowerPoint and video editing software. It allows you to create interactive PowerPoint presentations, allows you to insert video, record slides, add audio. So it's a new tab that's available through the add-in, and you can go into the recording studio here and actually record what you're looking to do. So I could just say integrated camera, and it'll record me talking. I can start recording, and I can interact with the PowerPoint however I'd like. I'm just going to stop it here. And then I can upload this mix to the cloud and share it with whoever I would like to. So this is then, when I go to play the slide, it's an actual video that I can play as part of it. So if I was doing a training video, you could see how this would be, it would be useful to do that. So it's not playing right now for some reason. It also allows you to put together surveys. So you can put surveys into your PowerPoint. So if you're sending this out to your colleagues, your students, or whoever, you can actually have polls and questionnaires that allow you to receive feedback back on whatever the content is that you're talking about. So what is your favorite thing about Taipei? Definitely the food. Submit it, so then I'll get the answer back and it'll collect responses. And so you can create a very interactive presentation with Microsoft Mix. The other thing you can do is add screen recordings. So you can actually take screenshots and record screen that's outside of PowerPoint. So you can actually record demos that are in other applications through PowerPoint directly and insert those back into your slide. So I won't do that in the nature of time, but essentially all you have to do is type screen recording, and you can choose what you want to record, and then go ahead and go through that recording, and it'll insert it directly back into PowerPoint. Okay. So the other thing is Office Sway. So Office Sway is a preview. It's a service that allows you to design and present content in a very modern way. So I'm going to go ahead and do a quick demo of what Sway is. Instead of just talking about it, I'll just go over to Sway. So if you go to www.sway.com, you'll be presented with the screen. I'm going to create a new Sway. Turn this mic on. And so Sway is a service. It's also free. And I look at this as a mix between a modern website and PowerPoint. So if we make a new Sway, we'll call it the Taipei Interoperability Plugfest. I can insert all sorts of content into this page. So first I'm going to select the design. I'm going to go left to right. I'll do, I can choose a style just like you do in PowerPoint. Let's choose blue. And then let's add some images. So based off what you've typed into the Sway, it will pull up images it thinks you would want to include into your talk. So I'll just click suggested. It picked up both the phrase as well as the word Taipei. So let's figure out a picture that would represent Taipei well. Just choose this one, just a quick one here. And then you have these content cards that you can also add. So why don't we go ahead and add a document. I have a document that I was going to put in, so you can add PDF documents, Office documents, etc. And then I can also pull in images from other Microsoft resources, Facebook, Bing.
I can put my own code into Sway and it'll work just fine. I'm just going to choose OneNote because I know I already have images in there that we just added in the talk. So as that pulls up, you can see the images I took. So I'm just going to drop one here, go back, add another content type. Let's add, see a stack, put that down here, and then put some images, a couple more images in here just to finish it off. So you just drag those in there. Okay. So if we preview this, you can see that I now have a website that I can share with anybody in this room by sending them the URL. And it took us less than a minute to make this. And I can scroll through the title of the doc, some text, and then some images of the session. So you can imagine how powerful you can make this if you actually spend some real time on designing a Sway. It's very easy to use. It's completely free. And it's continuing, since it is a service that we're continuing to update in preview mode, it also gives you, it also shows you what's coming. So it's a very cool tool. I would encourage you to use it if you ever have the need. Okay. And feel free to stop me if you guys have any questions. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So you can plug your own code into it. You can plug videos into it. Or if you have your own website, you can plug Sway into that. So you don't have to be limited by sending people to kind of that crazy URL that was auto-generated for that specific Sway. So it's very cool. And it's really fun because a lot of people don't know about it, and so you can always impress them by sending them a Sway. They think you spent a lot of time on this website when it actually just took you a couple minutes to put together. So you can be a little bit ahead of the curve with your colleagues by using Sway if they're not aware of it yet. The next thing I'd like to talk about is Office Delve. So this is a new feature or service that's available with Office 365. Office Delve is built using Office Graph. We like to use a lot of keywords that most people probably don't know what they are. But Office Graph is essentially sophisticated machine learning that tracks your activity across Office 365. Now, when I say that out loud, it sounds a little scary because your activity is being tracked. However, it respects privacy. It respects the permissions of the network, etc. And what it does is it tracks your interactions with your email, with your calendar, your access to resources on SharePoint, on OneDrive, and it predicts what it thinks you're going to want to see when you go to the Delve site. So, and the way it predicts this, it has this notion of cards, which are represented on the right-hand side of the screen, your right-hand side of the screen, that has contact, content, and then information about that content. So that you can, as you look at these cards, you can dive deeper into certain discussions or content areas to figure out what the relationship is across the network. So if you have a document that you share with your team, you can see where that document goes if you put it on SharePoint, for example. You can see who's accessed it, what information they've had that's related to that document, and you can kind of dive deeper and get more information about certain topic areas. The other thing you can do is create boards, which are something that you create. So you create a board, 5 minutes left already, okay. You create a board that is essentially focused on certain types of content, and it will, Delve will continue to build on that theme and give you more and more information about what you're looking for. I can demo this later if you are interested in this. One last thing I will note about Delve is it works around you, so you don't actually have to do anything to get this working. If you have an Office 365 business account, it will just start working based off what you're doing on Office 365.
OneDrive, Office 365, and SharePoint. So some notable things here. There's unlimited storage for O365. There's a new app and app launcher. Given that I'm tight on time, I'm not going to show some of these things. But if you're interested, I will say that if you have worked with Office 365 for Business in the past, last couple years, and you've looked at it recently, one thing that I can appreciate is the new UI and management interface that's available. I've set up quite a few O365s for friends and families, businesses, and it's improved quite a bit. It's a lot easier to use. We do have a demo environment ready to show. If you're just kind of curious what Office 365 looks like for a business, but sometimes that's kind of, it's not worth the investment without seeing it first, so I'd be happy to show that. There's also new API and developer experience improvements that my colleague in Office will talk about later in the event. Let's see, Link, Skype, and Yammer. Asking a lot of questions this time. How many people know Yammer? Two? Okay. You see, you know a lot about Microsoft. Two? Three? Okay, so quite a few of you. That's great. So one of the things that we've invested with Yammer is kind of creating a more collaborative environment in Yammer. So let me just show what Yammer is for those of you who didn't raise your hand. So this is a Yammer page. We have a Microsoft library at our company. And so there's a Yammer that's attributed to the library. I can't show you all my Yammer because there's confidential information, et cetera, but this isn't. So you can see that it's got a very, if you know what Twitter is, it's very familiar to Twitter, but it's targeted around the organization. It's targeted around topics in the organization. So you can have conversations with your colleagues. You can collaborate on a document or a piece of content together. You can share information across different teams and different groups. And so it creates a very collaborative environment, not only across conversation, but also across projects and what you're actually working on. Link and Skype. One of the things that you've probably seen in the news is that Link server is becoming Skype for Business. And you also see that there's more Skype and Link integration, both today and what's coming forward. And so you've got two really strong products that will be able to communicate and work together even better. And because I am part of the interoperability team, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about it a little bit. So from an interoperability perspective, we've done a lot of work over the last year in terms of tool development, tools that can help facilitate your development activity around our open specifications. We've been hosting more events more often, and we're continuing to keep our technical documentation up to date across Office, SharePoint, Exchange, and Link. And one of the things that, you know, Tom mentioned it, and I'll mention it again as well, is, you know, the more feedback you can give us on what you'd like us to talk about during these events, the better, because we really want to tailor these events to what you want to hear about. So with that, I'm going to conclude my talk. Again, I don't need to read that. I think that's pretty much what I covered. So if there's any questions.
Thank you, Michael. And due to time, maybe we can take one quick one. Questions? 大家没有任何问题的? Yes, please.
Can you share with us the pricing, packaging, availability a little bit?
Of what in particular?
Of the whole thing.
Of the whole
thing? For example, Office.
So.
What is the pricing of Office for iOS, for example?
Free.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Office Online is free. Sway is free. Delve, you have to pay for Delve. But you actually don't pay for Delve. You pay for a subscription to Office 365, which then gives you Delve. So what else did I talk about? Lens is a free app. Or OneNote's free, and you can download that out of the store. PowerPoint, the Mix add-in I talked about, That's also free. And you can add that if you have PowerPoint 2013 today. It's a free add-in.
Okay, let's get this more exactly. Mm-hmm. For free, you mean we can download the software into our iPhone, for example.
For the apps, yes.
Yeah, for the apps.
Yeah.
So it needs to be go cloud, online, to use it.
So let me say, what do you have to pay for? Let me rephrase the question. So if you buy an Office 365 subscription, that costs money. If you do an O365 subscription for business, that's a fee-based subscription. If you're using Office Online through a browser, that's completely free. If you're downloading Office or you have a Microsoft account, you can use that for free and it doesn't cost you anything. It's when you're downloading the full-fledged product and installing it on a Windows PC, that's not the modern apps, that's cost money. If you're using the apps within your phone, that's free as well. So, and that just talks to the shift that we've made as a division.
Okay, thank you for your question, and thank you, Michael, for your introduction and also your live demos. Thank you very much.